My neighboring town, which is Shepherdstown, West Virginia, recorded 40 inches of snow, which is highest in the United States. It is a tough situation. We have not been able to go out of our houses or go to work for almost 5 days now, and our cars are covered. Most of the places, the roads and everything, you can't drive. So it's really tough in here. It's freezing. The kids can't go out. It's a tough situation.
How did you manage to survive all this?
We just paid attention to the warnings that the local authorities gave us. So we managed to buy the shovels. We managed to buy the salt we used to melt the snow. We also managed to buy food enough to survive for at least a week before you go to buy anything. And above all, you know, we were just careful that we don't go outside.
How are you keeping yourselves warm inside your houses?
For me and my family, we are always having the fireplace on, and we also have the central heating on, so it's quite warm. And I understand that that's the same situation with other neighbors too. They always have to have the fireplace on and the heating system on. Thankfully, we didn't lose our power, so everything is working well, and we can't complain. We have survived. We really appreciate what God and everything and the authorities here have done for us.
You talked of cars buried or getting buried by this snow. How then are you digging them out?
Three things. We are taking our time to use the shovels. These are special shovels just for snow. They're really large. Taking our time digging them out. And there are also the snow blowers, the tractors that they use here. So we have had to buy those and dig the cars out and dig the driveways out and clear the roads so that we can be able to go and buy something to the grocery stores or now starting to go to work. And also just the neighbors have been helpful. You know, they come and they plow snow out with the machine. So it has been quite some effort.
Any deaths or injuries recorded in your area?
No, not in my area. But as I was driving to work today, I saw a couple of cars slid in snow, like big trucks covered in snow by the roadside, and small cars that, you know, have gone off the road, and shows that there's been some accidents. But I haven't heard of any deaths in our area, thankfully.